This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Mesa Verde National Park in southwestern Colorado is increasingly featuring the voices of indigenous descendants from the area. Colorado Public Radio's Elaine Tassi has more.
Take a drive through sprawling Mesa Verde National Park near Durango in southwest Colorado, and if you download and play the audio loop tour offered by the National Park Service, you'll hear the voice of a direct descendant narrating it, 71-year-old TJ Otzi.
At one time, the Pueblo people were nomadic. They would find a good place with an abundance of deer and elk, or rich harvests of berries and piñon, or pine nuts. They would stay for a while.
She's talking about Mesa Verde, an hour from Durango off any main road, back into a land of ancestral Pueblo Indians who inhabited it from the years of about 550 until 1300. Centuries later, hundreds of architectural structures remain, pit houses, towers, kivas, and cliff dwellings, some only accessible by a 30-foot ladder. 500,000 people from around the world visit this place every year. TJ's tour offers details only a descendant can.
My name is Thelma Jean Atzi, TJ for short. I am Laguna Pueblo, a direct descendant of the people who used to live here. This is still a living place. We still make pilgrimages back to Mesa Verde to visit the ancestors and gather strength and resilience from them.
Besides narrating the tour, TJ also works in the gift shop. She says efforts to put voices of descendants in places where guests can hear them makes her proud.
That people are listening to it, that I've been able to contribute to something like this that is touching all people from all over the world. And they're hearing me, they see me, they hear my voice. Is that her? They see my name tag. Hey, that's TJ kind of thing.
She created the new audio script around 2017.
It started out as a 3-4 hour interview with two former Rangers here. And then little by little, it kind of evolved into the Mesa Loop audio after revisions and editing. And
another example of how Mesa Verde is including voices of descendants is in the 17-minute film that plays every half hour in a small auditorium in the visitor's center.
Homes were painted with images of the natural world. Some Pueblo people interpret these triangles as mountains. In places, you can see fingerprints pressed into mortar and handprints on walls. Signs of those who built and lived in these homes.
We've all engaged with the space, and so a lot of our spirits remain.
Its director, Jennifer Boyd, who is not native, says they started making the film around the pandemic with $100,000 after winning a contract to produce it. The film started playing in 2023. She says a lot of the crew has ties to Mesa Verde.
Yes, we had a producer slash advisor, our narrator, our composer. We had a working group of about 7 people, and then we worked with the Parks tribal members.
She says descendant native groups had final script approval. In the past, the narrative of Mesa Verde focused more on the white archaeologists who studied it than on the people who had built it and actually lived there. For example, National Geographic put together a short film in the 60s, calling them Klansmen, making reference to Christopher Columbus, and showing images of white archaeologists.
When their work is finished, the site will serve as an alternate attraction for the swelling tide of thousands who visit Mesa Verde National Park each year. By then, modern man should know more about the Anasazi than those citizens of the cliffs knew about themselves.
The museum refresh has been in the planning stages since 2019. It will also feature input from Native voices. Ranger Dalton Doral, a park spokesperson, says it hasn't been completely updated since the 1920s.
And so in this redesign, we want the multiple perspectives, especially bringing in those indigenous communities are key.
Outdoor tours resume next spring, but the film can be seen all year long. At Mesa Verde, I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.